Good morning. Today my title is Jesus in the File. And you can turn with me to Daniel chapter 3. This is, of course, the famous story of the three Hebrew boys being thrown in the furnace. Daniel chapter 3, and I'm going to read the whole chapter, though. I know we probably all know it, but it's always good to read the whole story. And I'm going to read this from the Amplified. All right, so Daniel chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king made a gold-plated image whose height, including the pedestal, was 60 cubits or 90 feet high, and its width 6 cubits or 9 feet wide. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent word to assemble the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and lawyers, and all the chief officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and lawyers, and all the chief officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it. Then the herald loudly proclaimed, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and speakers of every language, that at the moment you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, harp, dulcimer, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be thrown into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire." So when the people heard the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, harp, dulcimer, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, nations, and speakers of every language fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. At that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and brought malicious accusations against the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, harp, dulcimer, bagpipe, and all kinds of music is to fall down and worship the golden image. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall be thrown into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the administration of the province of Babylon, namely Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a furious rage, gave a command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these men were brought before the king. Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, harp, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, to fall down and worship the image which I have made, very good. But if you do not worship, you shall be thrown at once into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. And what God is there who can rescue you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to answer you on this point. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to rescue us from the furnace of blazing fire. And he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." So this is obviously a very important because they already had it settled in the heart where their faith was, no matter what. And that's what we have to come to. We have to come to that point where no matter what happens in our life, we're going to serve God. And when you establish that, then it don't matter what happens. Okay, 19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and his facial expression changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then he gave a command that the furnace was to be heated 7 times hotter than usual. He commanded certain strong men in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to throw them into the furnace of blazing fire. Then these 3 men were tied up in their trousers, their coats, their turbans, and their old other clothes, and were thrown into the midst of the furnace of blazing fire. Because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace was extremely hot, the flame of the fire killed the men who carried up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell into the midst of the furnace of blazing fire, still tied up. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king looked and was astounded, and he jumped up and said to his counselors, "Did we not throw 3 men who were tied up into the midst of the fire?" They replied to the king, "Certainly, O king." He answered, "Look, I see 4 men untied walking around in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the appearance of the fourth is like the son of the gods." So this is amazing because I don't know if you know who Pastor Samuel Rodriguez is, but he, you know, he's on TV sometimes, and I never really thought about this until he pointed this out. But you know, it says there was 4 men walking around. It never specifically says that the 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, saw Jesus there with them. But Nebuchadnezzar saw Jesus. So it made me think about, you know, when you're going through that trial in your life, you know, that fire, that trial, that storm, when you're standing strong with Jesus, people may, you may not, you know, because I know I've been through those things and it feels like Jesus ain't there. But when you're going through it, other people will see that and they'll see Jesus in you. So it shows you that that's like the faith that you have in Jesus when you're going through that thing is not only for you, but it's for other people. Because obviously we'll continue to finish the story, but as we know, Nebuchadnezzar completely does a 180. He goes from, you know, setting up his own image to serving his gods to now he's going to decree that only the one true God is God. So verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar approached the door of the blazing furnace and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out of there, come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the midst of the fire. The satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered around them and saw that in regard to these men, the fire had no effect on their bodies. Their hair was not singed, their clothes were not scorched or damaged, even the smell of smoke was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar responded and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants who believed in, trusted in, and relied on him. They violated the king's command and surrendered their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language that speaks anything offensive against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces and their houses be made a heap of rubbish. For there was no other God who is able to save in this way." Then the king caused Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to prosper in the province of Babylon. So, and that shows you too that when you do stand strong in those trials that you go through, when you come out on the other side, Samuel Rodriguez was calling it faith that turns into favor, you know. You go through this difficult time in your life, you know, whatever that is, you know. It could be relationships, it could be finances, it could be a sickness in your body. But when you come out on that other side, it's like you're better than you were before, and they got even promoted. And it's like not only that, you know, again, Nebuchadnezzar, all those other people saw them throw 3 people in the fire and they came out unharmed. So you could just imagine the stories that they told and brought back. Like, man, I saw these 3 guys get thrown in the furnace and they came out, nothing happened to them, not even the clothes were burned. So the testimony that, you know, when you, again, because when you go through those trials that you go through, it's not only for you, but it's for the people that see that, you know, the people that you can minister. You never know the people that you're affecting because you're standing strong in God. And then I'm just going to have one more here. This is Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 45. This is also the Amplified. It says, You have heard that it was said, You shall love your neighbor, fellow man, and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love, that is unselfishly seek the best or higher good for your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may show yourselves to be the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on those who are evil and on those who are good, and makes the rain fall on the righteous, those who are morally upright, and the unrighteous, the unrepentant, those who oppose him. So I also thought about, you know, so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had to choose to love. You know, they when they came out of that fire, they could have been angry at the king, you know, they could have, you know, but they loved the king, you know, they chose to still, you know, obviously they were promoted, and so the testimony is there, and that's, you know, when we're going through it, especially if we're going through it with an enemy, you know, so to speak, you got to choose to love them, because, you know, we represent, it says we're children of the Father who is in heaven, and, you know, children, they represent their parents, so if we're going to represent Jesus, we got to choose to show that love no matter what. So that's all that I encourage you today, is that, you know, whatever that trial is by fire that you're going through, know that Jesus is there with you, even if it doesn't feel it. But not only that, it shows you that you're going to be, you're representing Jesus to somebody. They're going to see Jesus in you, and it may open up that door in their hearts that, you know, they could accept Jesus. So that's so important to know that even if it doesn't feel like it, Jesus is right there with you going through whatever it is that you're going through today. So.
Hello. I am the healed of the Lord. I'm actually feeling fine, but when I talk for a long time, I lose my voice. So I wasn't sure how much I could handle being up here. So I have a video for you. It's about this guy named Xander Stock, and he's from the Netherlands. And I watched his testimony about a month ago, and it just really touched my heart. And it's so neat because it's really recent. It's a really recent testimony in his life. Like, I think he got saved 4 years ago. And so it's just amazing to see what God can do. And also, this is, he's Dutch, so he's gonna be speaking Welsh. So you're gonna have to read some subtitles. So if you can't see it very well, just move forward if you want to. Totally up to you guys. Anyway, if you have any trouble seeing it or hearing it, let us know. And we can also give you the link to it as well. Xander Stock, it's X-A-N-D-E-R-S-T-O-K-O-C. S-T-O-C. All right? Enjoy. Has a plan and a purpose for each and every person in here. Every person out there. God has a plan and a purpose for people. And he just wants you to know that he loves you. It's not anything that we deserve. It's not anything that we can work for. It's not anything we can accomplish on our own. We just need to receive it. Jesus loves us so much. It says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness. Everything. If there's something on your heart, tell him. He already knows. He wants to hear it from you. He wants to hear your heart. Amen? Amen. All right, go ahead and stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to pray. We're also going to pray for Joy's mom is in the hospital. And for everyone who's not here, Miss Penny and Tasha's family, Ronnie's kids are sick. So we're going to pray for all of them. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we lift up all those who are hurting and sick right now. God, we lift up Anita to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we lift up Miss Penny, Father God. We lift up Tasha and her children and Ronnie's kids, Father. And God, all those in here, God, who are sick and hurting in body, In Jesus' name, we take authority over every infirmity spirit. In Jesus' name, all sickness and disease, we curse you and command you to leave our bodies. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare that we are healed by Jesus' stripes. God, we thank you, Lord, for that. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are our salvation. In Jesus' name, Jesus, we ask that you would fill us up. Holy Spirit, push all of the darkness out of us and fill us up to overflowing. Shine through us, Father God, to each other and to everyone we are in contact with, God. We receive you, Jesus, to accomplish what you want in our lives. We ask you, God, that you would show us, Lord, your plan and your purpose, God. Show us what relationships to have. Show us what jobs to have, God. What friendships to have, Lord. In Jesus' name, reveal it to us, Lord. It says in your word that you have plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. So we trust in you for that, God. We trust in you for those plans for our lives, and we yield and surrender to you, God. Any darkness, any depression, any oppression that we are going through, any conviction and condemnation, we ask that you would forgive us, God, for all sins in our lives. We confess them to you, Jesus, and we receive you. Do a mighty work in our lives, Lord. Deliver us from the hand of the enemy, just like you delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Lord. You delivered them in a mighty powerful way because they surrendered all that they were to you, God. So we surrender all that we are to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You are dismissed.